Streaming 24/7, on-demand archives, podcasts, and more.
TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Saying a lot for planet Earth. We're back on TalkZone for more Our Global Hope, world-changing leadership talk with your host, Dr. Henrik Mann.
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Henrik Mann, and we're back with our wonderful guest, Mr. Jim Cavell, the Monterey Bay Aquarium Senior Manager of Guest Experience, Training, and Interpretation, talking about the critical leadership issues related to ocean health and how the aquarium is a world-class center of education and advocacy. I want to remind listeners that they can learn more about our show by looking us up on the World Wide Web at www.ourglobalhope.com or emailing me at hman@gencomintl.com. Jim, as we go into this final segment, I want to invite you to share with our listeners a little bit about your Center for Conservation that is part of the aquarium and how it addresses some of the critical issues of ocean health, like folks having aquariums in their homes and pollution of plastic and chemicals in the ocean, the eating of fish, the dying of coral, whale hunting, some of these issues that are hot-button issues today in the environmental realm. And I'm wondering if you can tell us how and why the Monterey Bay Aquarium is focusing on educating people about keeping the oceans healthy.
Sure. Yeah, the aquarium, again, with our mission of inspiring conservation of the oceans, that we realize that needs to happen on several levels. So as people visit the aquarium here, they will hear in our programs and see in exhibits more and more conservation messages about just how we can help take care of things out there in the ocean, because so many of those ocean issues that you talked about, like marine plastics and pollution, don't originate in the ocean. They're really a byproduct of things we do here on the land. So we do have a lot of control in our day-to-day lives over some of these things that impact the oceans. But it starts with awareness. People need to understand how our actions have impacts out there. So that's a big part of our public education that goes on here at the aquarium. And we still want people to have a great time here at the aquarium. We never want anyone to feel bad about what's going on in the ocean. But we do want to get the point across that we have opportunities to make choices every day that affect the oceans. And by understanding things a little bit better, we can make good choices. That's what the Seafood Watch Pocket Guide is all about. Just choosing to buy fish or order fish in a restaurant that are part of a well-managed, sustainable fishery, then we can do a lot to help out the oceans in terms of overfishing and bycatch issues. In recent years, the aquarium has initiated a branch of the organization called the Center for the Future of the Oceans, and that staff is focusing on carrying some of those messages to policymakers so that in addition to educating over 1.8 million guests a year that come through the aquarium, we're trying to have more of a presence in Sacramento and in Washington about important marine issues that need to be addressed on a policy level as well. So, again, sustainable fisheries and sustainable seafood is one of the big issues where we're having a lot of success. We're also talking more and more about aspects of pollution. Of course, the aquarium has been very involved in sea otter research and the recovery of the southern sea otter population, so we spent a lot of time talking about things that we can do to improve the health of the environment where sea otters live, which will help sea otters prosper. And one of the big issues that we are really tracking now is the changes in the ocean that we are seeing that are the result of changes in our climate. So as we look more and more at how the Earth's climate is changing, we're focusing largely on how some of those changes are impacting the ocean. And that's something that's not really on the radar screen for very many people. And we need to make sure that both at the public awareness level as well as the policy level, people are starting to think about how climate change is really impacting life in the ocean.
Charlie, I'm wondering if you have a final question for our guest.
Well, I think it's, again, I want to
be grateful that good environmental research and understanding means good economics. And your key word, sustainable, I think is important. If you were to have a chance to speak to our folks in Sacramento or our folks in Washington, D.C. about ocean conservation and improvement, what would be one of the top two or three things you would want, categories or things you would want them to hear from you?
Gosh, I tell you that the number one issue that is looming now is just how climate change is affecting the oceans through ocean acidification and changes in ocean chemistry, as well as potentially some sea level changes. And that's one of those things that's far out there, but we really need to start addressing it now if we're going to make a difference.
Sure.
Out there.
Sure.
So that's one of the big ones.
Is there an immediate thing that the people like us listening can immediately make some small changes that could make a big difference? Are there some things we can be doing?
There are certainly a lot of individual actions, and people have been great about switching to compact fluorescent light bulbs and trying to use energy more efficiently. What it often comes down to is most of the energy we used is produced by burning stuff someplace to generate electricity. When you burn fuels, you put CO2 in the atmosphere, and some of that gets into the ocean, and it causes problems. So every time we do things that save energy or use energy more efficiently, whether that's where we drive or the kinds of vehicles we drive or where we set our thermostat, you're not only putting dollars back in your own pocket, but you're making a difference for the earth and for the oceans. So it's kind of a win-win. And, boy, I'd love to get that word out to everybody.
Good.
Jim, as we close our show here in the next few minutes, I'm wondering if you have something to say just centrally about leadership and why the Monterey Bay Aquarium really is a world-class operation.
Those are closely tied together, leadership and just being a world-class operation. When the Packard family originally started this project, it was important, and I remember David Packard saying, pick one thing and really try and do it well. And if once you're doing that well, and pick another thing to add to that and do that well. But focus on the quality of what you're doing, and you can constantly add to that rather than taking on everything at once and doing a so-so job of all of it. And so that, I think that focus, and of course, Mr. Packard was a real man of vision, and that really helped to have a good vision, to focus on it, to get everybody else to share that vision and to share that focus. And that's the ability of a good leader, in my book, is to provide that vision and focus for everybody else. And the rest kind of follows on that.
I would not want to leave this show without just saying that personally, I feel that there's a tremendous emotional response that I'm experiencing even talking with you right now. It's easy to talk intellectually about these issues, and we've done a good job, I think, of scoping some of this out. But I guess I would really say that it's amazing for me to be in a time in history when ocean health is of concern. Most of human history, I don't think it has been of concern. And I'm just wondering if you can share your last bit of emotion with us as we close the show.
Yeah, the ocean is a remarkable place, and as we're able to learn more and more about it now, that gets reinforced constantly. I feel like the ocean is not only an incredible source of resources and information for us, but it really feeds our spirit. And I think that emotional connection to the ocean, the spiritual connection we feel with the ocean, are a big part of the value of the ocean in our lives. And I never want to overlook that. It's good to learn more and more about the ocean, but we always want to make sure we appreciate the beauty and the inspirational qualities that are present there, because that's a big part of what makes life on this ocean planet worthwhile.
Well, as we close our show today, I want to thank you for being our wonderful guest, and also thank Dr. Charlie Self for being a part-time host with us. I want to thank our listeners for joining us on Our Global Hope, and thank our producer, Mr. Dave Olson, for his expertise in guiding our show towards excellence. You've been listening to Our Global Hope, World-Changing Leadership Talk, an outreach of GenCom International. You can reach me through the website at www.ourglobalhope.com and write me an email note at hman@gencomintl.com. Until next week, you're encouraged to spread the word that the most inspiring leaders are those who operate from the strength of truth, love, and nonviolence. This is your host, Dr. Henrik Mann. Now let's go change our world for the better.